none other
Love
than
Talk
Mother
Radio.
And praise the Lord. May I say that again? We want to send a good morning and a shout out to praise the Lord to our mother of the nation, Mother Adley Johnson, and all of you that have been on the prayer line. You've seen that God worked a miracle, amen, through Mother Adley Johnson. Want to say good morning to all of our ambassadors that are on board, amen, Ambassador Bishop James Hagan, Ambassador, amen, Judy Hagan, Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, to all of our, amen, ambassador-elect, know that you are somebody that we love, someone that God has handpicked, to all of our bishops, our elders, and our leaders everywhere, to all of God's great men and women of God, and that includes you, and you out there. You are, amen, handpicked by God, and God loves you so much. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are here to bless you this morning. Real, real good. This morning won't be like will be like any other morning. We come on the line to give God the glory, give God the praises, and thank him for his goodness, especially waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Let's go into prayer this morning. Before we do anything, let's commence this line to giving God a prayer on the line this morning. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and we thank you, we thank you, we thank you again and again. We come this morning, Lord, and we greet you with a holy blessing this morning. We just want to thank you, Lord, for bringing us back to the prayer line, starting out a new day, a new Monday, a new month. This is the February the 2nd, and God, we thank you for all the many blessings that you restored upon the First Fruit Prayer Line. We ask, oh God, that you look upon our chief ambassador, oh God, Pastor Bernard Johnson, the man of God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, oh God, for strength, for rest, restoration unto his soul, restoration unto his body, restoration to the marrow of his bone. Oh God, allow him to be able to sleep, oh God, and rest in your presence in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for Ambassador Lady Betty, Lord God. Touch her indeed. Touch her as well. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the Johnson family and household this morning. Lord, a special blessing every day upon our, oh God, our mother of the nation. What a blessing, what a gift you have given unto us, O God, and we thank you for, O God, Mother Adley Johnson. We thank you for this precious gift that you allowed us to, O God, to share with us, O God, and we share with her, and we thank you for that this morning. Lord, remember every leader, everyone that's on the First Fruit Prayer Line. Remember the, O God, amazing grace, O God. Remember the church family of Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. Remember the blog line. God, touch people everywhere this morning, oh God, because you say your mercies are new every morning and new mercies we see, and we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, and bless God's people everywhere. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's take a few minutes, amen, to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Let's say good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Lord, come on, let's give them another good, strong good morning this morning. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
And we thank God that we can say good morning, and now we want to give him showing up Jesus this morning. Let's take a couple of minutes to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, everyone, let's just tell the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Closing, we do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador and and Ambassador Lady Betty, his wife, and Mother Adlai Johnson, mother to the nations. We do honor, amen, Ambassador Stern, who's hosting today for us on behalf of our Keith International Ambassador. We thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer. We thank God for Ambassador Bishop Hagen. We thank God for all of our ambassadors. We thank God for all the ambassadors-elect. We thank God for each and every one of you in your respectful places. Glory to God and to everyone who's listening from around the world, more than 90 million listeners. We do salute each and every one of you today. We are broadcasting here live from NPARadio.com from the World Wide Web. We are Internet Radio. And as you know, Blog Talk is the world's largest influential social talk radio in the world. And we give God praise. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, China, Italy, you name it. And we give God the praise. And today we just want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador and for the excellent job that he's doing in getting this word around. I'll tell you, we give God the praise because the people are catching on. I'm telling you, and you can hear it resounding over and over and over again. And we give God the praise. And we thank you, Ambassador Stern, for doing an excellent job as well. God bless you. Back to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to clarify when I say, are you still there? I do know that sometimes you do have to step away. Amen. When you're working in the background, there are things that has to be done, and she does need to step away sometimes just to get a little breeze. But we thank God for your ministering gifts. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, that you do such a wonderful job. And to the First Fruit Prayer Line, if you never met her in the flesh, amen, she is such a wonderful, beautiful young lady. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just everything that she says lines up with her. And I thank God that I had the opportunity, amen, to meet her on last year, and looking forward to even more fellowship in this year. And again, Ambassador Hagen, Julie Hagen, we just love you so much. Amen. God knows that gift was set aside for you. Amen. For all the labor that you do for the First Fruit. And I'm sure there is so much more besides First Fruit, but the Bible say your gift will make room for you, and certainly God has made room for your gift. And may I say, from sister to sister and from heart to heart and First Fruit Prayer Line, we love you. Amen. I don't know nobody else that can do it like you, and we don't want nobody else to do it like you. And as we say, it ain't a thing you could do about it. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
All Amen. Praise the Lord. It's just good to be nice to people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every Monday morning, I always think, I'm just going to rest. I'm just going to listen. Amen. I know some of us feel that way, too. I just say, I'm going to rest. I'm going to listen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Lord already had work cut out for me and cut out for you as well. And so I tell the Lord to forgive me if I was selfish. Whatever I could do in the kingdom of God, I want to be available. Amen. And I thank God for that. One thing I like about it, amen, you don't have to dress up, amen. God knows if we saw one another, amen, in the morning time, we would say we don't have to dress up, we don't have to do nothing, especially us that are not going out, amen, right away, amen. I could just be as I am, less clothes, amen. Like if I was going to church, I would be all with everything on, stockings, shoes, everything. But thank God I'm free in my home, and I thank God for the man of God that God has given to me, amen, Pastor Dr. Gary Stern, because he does not put any brakes on me, amen, when it comes to the Lord, and I thank God for that, amen. So without any further preliminaries, again, those of you who are just tuning in to the First Fruit Prayer Line, you are on the First Fruit Prayer Line this morning. This is the First Fruit Prayer Line, and I'm sitting in this morning, Ambassador Patricia Stern, for our Chief Ambassador, amen, and we just, Ambassador Bernard Johnson, and we're just asking everyone to lift him up before in prayer, and before, amen, our hour would expire, we will, amen, impart a prayer over our Chief Ambassador. He needs to rest. God knows he does, amen, and he suggested that he did, amen. When you know you need to rest, and you suggested that you do, because normally Chief Ambassador does not rest like that, but he said he needed the rest. God bless you is our prayer. And every last one of us, Paul say, be ye ready, amen, for you know not the day or the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. But he also say, be ready to be ready, be instant, in season and out of season. And you don't never know when the call is going to come to you and ask, amen, if you can be a blessing, amen, to the First Fruit prayer line, or to anyone. Just be available for the Lord. You never know when you have to be used. But I thank God for this space that he has given me this morning, and I'm going to release, amen, the line to this great, great woman of God. I say great, great because she has an anointing on her that is way beyond than what we can ever imagine. Amen. She's a blessing to the First Fruit prayer line. She's a blessing to each and every last one of us. When she comes on, whether it's in ways of praising the Lord, giving them a praise report, a prayer, or just coming in, you better know that her voice is being heard in the land, being heard in the spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have my spiritual ears open attentively when this great woman of God comes on, because she certainly gives us, amen, and feed us in our spirit. And thank God that we have such a great woman, amen, of God that can do that. Not saying she's not the only one, but this is her season now, and we want to bless her and pay attention to what the Spirit of the Lord has given unto her. I want to some of you, you may know her already, but I want to introduce to some and to present to others none other than our own ambassador elect. Amen. She is our very own, amen, ambassador elect, Prophetess Gail Stiff. Are you there, woman of God? You have the microphone. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. And can you all hear me okay and distinctively? I want to make sure the sound is good. Is that okay?
You're fine in North Chicago. I'm sure the rest of them too. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. I give honor to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. I praise God that the word says he is the glory. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. So if he's the lifter of my head would never be bound, depressed, and oppressed, and almost about to give up. But he is the glory and the lifter of my head. I give honor also and much respect and reverence to the bishop of this line, Bishop Johnson, and the First Lady, Ambassador Johnson. The floor has been addressed, so I will start with Mother Johnson and all the ambassadors, ambassador-elect, and all the household of faith, and all the listeners in the land, because you are important to the body of Christ. You are the fingers on my hand. Glory, glory to God. And I want you to know your presence is significant. Wherever you are planted on the earth as an agent of change. And if no one told you this morning that I love you and that God loves you and that you are special and there's no mistake for you to be here, we're on the First Fruit prayer line, if you're the first listener and haven't ever been on this line before, we just want to praise God for a second for your victory on today. Can the saints of God just say thank you three times? Thank you, thank you, thank you for the listener. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you going to open up their hearts, open up their spiritual quarters so they can hear a word from you? Is there a word from the Lord today? Yes, it is. And I praise God for the word. I had to delay my travel to work because I can't see in the dark traveling, and it's still rather dark at this time. So if you would just allow me a good 5 minutes, and I'm going to have to get on the road, so I won't be too late for work. Glory to God. And God is putting me as a saint of God, even though I'm the supervisor. The devil would say, you the supervisor, you can be late. No, I have to set an example, and that's a principle. That is a law. That's an agreement that I made with God that I want the land that I'm on to be blessed. Amen? It's just the little things. And the scripture the Lord had given me is somewhat of a model prayer that you will find in Matthew's, the gospel. It is in the 6th chapter and the 9th verse. It's verses 1, 2, 3, but the verse I want you to hear is verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, you, our Father, who is in heaven, who is in heaven. This is a simple word today. It's that I pray that God give you the revelation from the word that will manifest a move in your life, new awakening to grab hold what to the ambassador bishop has been sharing with us, this new awakening. So it says, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thou, your name. So we know what we've been doing with this name, telling him thank you, not asking him for anything, not begging him for anything, because according to the word, he's given us already. Somebody say already. I already have everything pertaining to life and godliness, the revelation, God, your desire for me to be in heaven as it is in earth, and you've already given me everything in heaven, everything that's pertaining. I have everything. Somebody put your hand in your heart and put it on your head and say, I already have everything pertaining to life and godliness. And then the Bible tells us in Psalms, what no good thing will he withhold from them that walketh uprightly before him. There's another stipulation, and there's another revelation. There has to be a condition for you to receive what God has for you. There's another condition that if you want it to be as on in this earth as it is in heaven, there's a walk that you must walk. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 7:15, I think it what it says, therefore if any man be in Christ Jesus, that person is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. So if all of these things are happening in my life, and I'm on a prayer line that promotes, thank you, Jesus, the mission of the prayer line is getting everyone all over the world for a spirit of gratitude toward the Lord by using this one simple word that will transform your life every day. And somebody say, it's a simple word, but it will transform my life every day. And once I accept what this one word is, I'm going to be an agent of change of everything that is around me. Everything changes, saints, when you say thank you. Can somebody say thank you right now? When you say thank you, it says to God, I love you. You enter into another place and around with him. But to get where I am taking you this morning, give me 3 more minutes and I have 2 more days to break this down. It says, who is in heaven? Hallowed be your name, and there's power in the name of Jesus. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread in earth as it is in heaven. So as I begin to look at this, and we'll end this on Wednesday, I made a phone call to Bishop last night, and I said, Bishop, what year was it that when the Lord gave you this new awakening, and when you begin to start making ambassadors and ambassadors, he's very selective of who he's selecting to be ambassadors, ambassador elect or potentials, not saying that anyone else on the line does not have the potentials, but I'm going to share something with you for the potentials and for those that are already in the position. So Ambassador said that was year of 2013. So I begin to look and reflect on some of the things that were beginning to happen in 2013. So as I was doing that, I begin to say, Lord, the man of God has a vision, and this is a simple, practical teaching of a vision. But the vision, you have to understand what's happening in the earth, what the man of God is sharing to what's going to happen. It's happening in the spiritual realm. It's going to happen on this earth. Now, let me share this. A vision. The man of God has a vision. He's a visionarian. Amen. And he has a legacy that he's leaving on the earth, not only with his children, but the birthing of the new agents that's on this prayer line. Amen. And so I want you to know, in his absence is what you're seeing, what I'm talking about right now. In his absence, you have Ambassador Stern. In his absence, a lot of times, you're here, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. So what happens is the qualities of a good leader. I have always said a good leader works themselves out of a position. When you have a good leader, you will know what you have been teaching and producing, because when the leader is not there, it's the carriers. As I also heard the man of God, William, stated the last time when he was talking about Rebecca, and when he said that word carrier, it leaped in my spirit because I was saying the same word at the same time. You have to be carriers of a vision. You have to be carriers of a legacy. And no matter, and you know, we sometimes I hear people complaining and praying about you can't curse God's people. There are people. I want you to change your mindset about something, if you will. If you would change your mindset about something, in order for all of us to collectively be blessed, your mindset has to change about things. What are some of the things? If I am a praying a participant on the prayer line, I'm teaching this morning. I hope this will bless you, and I want you to get it in your spirit. If we are praying and we are prayer warriors and we're affecting changes all over the world, with the moment I hear someone fall asleep on the line, you need to make sure you are target in the spirit, because there are times someone has spoken a curse on someone, and I'm over in Arkansas, Lord, reversing that curse, because the Lord would have showed me in the spirit it was one of the mothers who loves God and who loves Dr. Johnson, and someone on the line who missed being in the spirit trying to curse them. You can't curse them. That's a reflection that we're missing the mark in the spirit somewhere. Now, I'm not talking about those who are deliberately trying to do something, because God already has them. But when you come on the line and complain about it, that's giving the devil power. I refuse to give him any glory. All of we got to say, God said, I've given you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The Bible says no weapons formed against you shall prosper. I don't have to spend time worrying about what the devil is trying to do. All I have to do is speak a word. Let it be in this earth as it is in heaven. So now, last night as I was praying, the Lord said, oh, you have to tell the people of God. They don't have to worry about what anybody else is doing. What you need to do is speak what I tell you to speak. And what I want you to speak is the will of God in my in the saints of God's life. So I won't curse the saint. I'm just saying, let's get prophetically right. Let's make an alignment. So I begin to think of what the visionary and what has happened in the year of 2013, the things that happened when he started making the ambassadors on the line. Then saints of God, in the beginning of the year, we take a revisit of where we are. And if that's the stir, just give me 2 minutes, and I'm going to close this because right. I can pick it up the next 2 days. We have to redefine our priorities when it comes to the prayer line. Make sure your priorities are set. We know everyone is busy. I know I'm 120% busy, that I don't say anything about on this line. I just come on and give God some glory. Hallelujah. Redefine your priorities. What's important in your life? What's important in this your prayer life? Redefine your purpose for existing on the prayer line. Revisit the vision that the mandate has been set in place by the man of God. Amen? So when you do that, I begin to hear 2 years ago, the ambassadors gave us a list, said begin to write down some things that you want to happen in your life. Amen? He started praying over that list. Now, the list might be still there for some of you. But let me tell you something, what my pastor said in church yesterday morning. He said, I'm beginning to look at this cathedral, and it's been here brand new over 20-something years. He said, but I look at the ceiling, the ceiling still looking the same. I'm looking at the paint on the wall, and it's still looking the same. He said, I'm looking at the pews and the chairs and the carpet, and they still look at the same. And so he said, look at your neighbor and say, if you're still looking the same after you joined this ministry, doubt didn't come overnight. This praise didn't come overnight. Let me tell you, saints, it's going to cost you something. It's a sacrifice. It's a stretch. Hallelujah. Can somebody say hallelujah? ambassadors turn, but their praises are coming to the saints. So you have to know who you are. It's coming to the saints. In the Old Testament, they talked about the commonwealth because everybody was wealthy. And I believe on this prayer line, I received it, Chief, when you spoke a word that you would have millionaires on this line. I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to be one of them. Glory, glory, glory. Because it's going to be a common thing. It's going to be a commonwealth because we are ambassadors. Glory to God. In Jesus Christ. God bless you and have a wonderful day. God, let your thunder praise go through the line right there. Come on, saints, give him some glory. Open up your mouth right now and tell him thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Thank you for the power. Thank you for your anointing this morning. Thank you for your grace this morning. Thank you for the assignment this morning. Thank you that you're counseling us. The assignment of the enemy. Thank you that you're my Jehovah Jireh this morning.
Yes,
God. And my saint looks up to ye. Oh,
yes,
God,
God,
we thank you. Oh, God,
thank
we
Jesus.
Thank you. God,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Some of them won't see it until
thank
as I die in their life. God, hallelujah, that you would have free course to move the way you want to move. Thank you.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Ambassador, Prophetess Gail Stiff, amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hey, glory to God. We thank you, oh God, for the gift ministry, oh God, that you have put in, oh God, your servant, God, Ambassador Elect, Prophetess Gail Stiff, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we come this morning, God, to thank you, oh God, thanking her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And now, oh God, we pray that you would just strengthen her, oh God. Put back in her what she poured out, in the name of Jesus. Bless her going out and bless her coming in. Bless her over the highway, Lord. She ministered, oh God, while she was in commute to work, Lord God. That's a sacrifice. A true servant. Oh God, her servanthood means so much. Oh God, to the body of Christ and to First Fruit Prayer Line. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and bind up accidents, oh God. We bind up anything that come against a woman of God. And oh God, we stand in agreement. Oh God, the things that she have put before for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If she say I am, then I am. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. If she say I am a millionaire, God, she is a millionaire. Because God, she pour out a millionaire ministry in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for the words and the thoughts and the things that was on her heart, oh God, that she brought to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say thank God and amen. Thank God and amen. I know everybody can't speak, but I want to take a couple of minutes, amen, while Ambassador-elect, amen, Prophetess Stiff is driving into her job. Let's give her some words of encouragement. I know it bless you. I wrote, amen, so I can stay and get this on the inside, because she gives us good word. Amen. She study and meditate on the word of God. And anybody that prepare a message for you, amen, that's your message. That's your food. That's your spiritual food. You ought to at least say thank you, and I'll appreciate it. And let me be the first to say to you, my sister in the Christ Jesus, Ambassador Elect, Prophetess Stiff, you're definitely all of that and even more. Amen. And I truly, truly, amen, as I say before, I gleam upon the things that God puts in you to impart in us. And thank you so very much. If I had opportunity to summarize, I would let you know some of the things and the nuggets and the wisdom that God gave to you that you put in us. And thank you for taking that time, amen, to be before God and to come before us. Believe me, your labor is not in vain. God bless you is my prayer. Is there anyone else that would just like to flow right on behind me and give your spirit, amen, a good God bless you? Let's hear you. Come on, let's open up those lines and open up your voice and open up your spirit, amen, and give her some exhortation. Amen. You're on the line.
Amen. God bless you. This is Evangelist LaTanya. I just want to thank you for that word, woman of God. It was a blessing to my soul. Amen. And you continue to let God have his way in your life. God bless you. You have a blessed day.
God bless you, Evangelist LaTanya. Anyone else? Let's move in.
Morning. Good morning. I was a little late getting on. This is Evangelist Dr. Mary Lacey, Ambassador-elect. I just heard the word of God. Oh, my God, it came powerful like a tornado. Oh, God, I was wondering to myself what really ambassador means. But within a few minutes, I learned what it really meant and what it is to do God's work. God bless you, Evangelist Stiff. And honor to those who are here in the prayer line, Ambassador Stern and National Ambassador Johnson, to all of the elect people.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Ambassador-elect. Amen. Dr. Mary Lacey, amen. Anyone else that want to give the woman of God, amen, an exhortation, a word of encouragement?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Ambassador Stern.
Good morning.
What a word from Ambassador-elect Stiff. I just enjoyed that to the most. Want you to be encouraged and know that you spoke a word to somebody this morning, and it could have been me too. So I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
And praise the Lord, everyone. That was our Ambassador First Lady, Betty Johnson, and we thank God that we can hear her voice on the air this morning, and we greet her this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anytime we hear her voice, it is a pleasure, and we should, amen, acknowledge her because she's someone to be acknowledged. Give honor to whom honor is due. I'll take a couple more, and we're going to go into prayer. We're going to take our last 10 minutes to embrace the Lord and the heavenly throne with prayer because I want to be decent and in order and to be off by 7. Anyone else with an exhortation to our sister prophetess, Ambassador-elect Gail Stiff? Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. I really, really enjoyed that word from Ambassador Stiff this morning. God is, he can do all the things, and I just really enjoyed that. He was talking to me too, and amen. Glory. I know it sometimes, and I just thank God that I just ask him, please help me stay awake because it's easy to do. So y'all just pray for me.
Praise the Lord. And we're not talking about those, amen, our elderlies, amen, that, you know, sometimes they can't help it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're talking about people that intentionally, and they know that they can, amen. We're not cursing anything. Amen. Praise the Lord for you, Mother Johnson. Amen. I believe I heard Sister Castile. Am I right?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Castile.
Praise the Lord. Precious woman of God, Dr. Stern. And to the leaders, our chief leaders, that Dr. Johnson in his absence and all the household of faith on the line today, I thank God for being alive, and I thank God for just being a part of this wonderful, wonderful, awesome prayer line. I just want to say to Dr. Silk, Ambassador Silk, I thank God for your word today.